No, I like to think about it, like, when people are like, why don't you just do it on, like, why don't you just get, like, gear and studio? I was like, well, I like to think about it as, like, you're, like, hardcore, right?
Yeah.
Like, I like to think about it as, like, a hardcore demo. Like, you know, like, that, like, you know, there's, like, the big bands that everybody knows, like, mainstream, but then I like to think about, like, this is, like, the, like, Chain of Strength, like, EP, you know what I mean? Like, the low-key, like, that people, like, love because it's so, like... personal. I mean, not like this, like, and then, like, I would consider, like, Form of Passion or all the good podcasts would be, like, the Sick of It Alls and, like,
Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because a lot of times you could hear, like, cars passing by and shit like that, and I like the, you know, you're hearing, like, actual conversation, you're not hearing, like
an in studio thing.
Yeah, or... like, hello, welcome. You know, today, but you know what I mean? It's like, no, just like, 1, 2, 3, let's do it.
Yeah, it's funny because I was doing a little podcast for, like, a little while. My friends, we're still debating on doing it again. Still, maybe I'll tap back in, but it was like just bullshitting. But we bought all this shit for it. Like, we bought 3 mics, and then we're just doing it in the homie's living room. We had the little things, micro, and like the headphones. Yeah. And started doing
that. How much money you spent?
Not that much, man. Maybe like under $1,000, like 800 tops. Some of the shit we already had, like we all already had microphones, but we bought an extra one and all this stuff. But I kind of see what you're talking about, because it sounds like, for the shit that we're doing, it sounds like overproduced almost.
You know? No, yeah, because a lot of people... Well, because I feel like what makes this podcast somewhat of a quote-unquote fan base is, like, you're gonna hear, like, something, like, real. Mm. You're not going to hear... You know what I mean? Because a lot of podcasts, like Form and Passion is the best one, just because, like, he has good quality and everything. But, like, you could hear the person's, like, timeline. But sometimes I feel like people get intimidated if you have, like, a mic right here. And it's like, oh, like how was you growing up, like, with your parents? And they're like, like, it was good. And you know what I mean? Instead of, like, you're having a real conversation, it's like, it just so happens that it's recording type thing.
Well, I respect your setup, honestly.
Yeah.
It's fucking cool. Even though we're in a studio right now.
Yeah. No, I mean, also, like, the fact that I don't have a studio, it's allowed me to go, like, I record at, you know, Luis, by any chance?
Yeah.
From Alpha?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I record at his house. But when I don't, like, someone, like, I'm like, oh, like, pull up to my house. So, like, I just, like, someone, like, kind of shows me, like, shit. You know what I mean? Like, I learn a lot. Like, they'd be like, like the other day, literally, I interviewed this dude named Tyler.
Yeah.
Like, he directs videos. And he just went, I went in his house. Tyler Bradford?
Yeah.
I feel sick. He was just showing me, like, all his zines, like, records. You know what I mean? Like was putting me on, like, you know, like, shit that, like, you know what I mean? Instead of just, like, here, meet up at a studio, talk about your life, and that's it. You know what I mean? Like,
man, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for choosing me.
No. No, well, when I said you were from HP, I was like, dude. And then I heard about you like a year ago, I think.
Yeah.
When Shady was talking about you.
Yeah.
Shady was like, oh, interview this. Well, this was like from where you live. And I was like, and I think I hit you up on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like twice, I think. But yeah, I never got a reply until I hit your email.
I see. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm busy as hell. Like,
what do you work at?
I have a day job. I work in like the clothing industry. For like a big ass brand and shit, but beyond that, I do like this studio, this music studio and shop that me and Dez from Zulu.
Yeah, all you guys co-own it.
Yeah, we co-own the shit, and then I do shows every now and then. And I'm starting to try and do more parties, and then obviously the brand, Nature World and shit.
Yeah.
So my fucking days are like fucking crazy, and then weekends I try and like tune out because I have so much shit during the week. So sometimes I'll just fucking. Forget I have a phone, I'll be honest. People be texting me or emailing me, and I'll try to make a rule not to work on the weekends, because otherwise I'll just work all fucking weekend.
Do you think you purposely, like, what's the word, like you get your what's the word I'm looking for, like, you overwork yourself on purpose?
Yeah, for sure, bro. I got it from my mom, bro. My mom is like that. Like,
so
if I'm working, I don't have time to dwell or be depressed and shit. You know what I'm saying? But also, it's just like, I feel like it's, I don't know if you feel this way, coming where you come from, similar location. I mean, I'm from all over Central Avenue, so that's how I put it. I'm like, I'm just from the east side, period.
Yeah.
From Central Avenue, for me, is like the home base.
Yeah.
Don't really matter. Like, I grew up in the Low Bottoms, but I went to school in the 80s by like Huntington Park and Watts. Yeah. That's where St. Malachy, the school I went to middle school, was at and shit. And I played flag football at we used to play our flag football games at what's that fucking school? It's right by Jordan Downs. It's another Catholic school. It's like Catholic high school.
I don't even pay attention to Catholic schools, honestly.
Yeah, dude. I went to Catholic school from fucking fourth grade until like junior year of high school, and then I had moved to the suburbs by then. I fucking started going to like public school out there. But it's fucking crazy.
Are you still religious?
Nah. I wasn't religious when I was in high school and middle school.
Oh.
I wasn't religious, but I got religious after when I grew up, when I became a grown man and shit, and I went through life, you know what I mean? But yeah, like the going to Catholic school, because I went to Catholic school in the hood, you know what I mean? The first Catholic school I went to was like 16th and Central, and the other one was St. Maliki on fucking like 81st, 82nd. In between like a Kitchen Crips neighborhood and fucking Florence neighborhood and Swans and all that shit, you know what I mean? It's kind of interesting. It's like, it's poor as fuck. It's like almost poorer than going to public school, but it's safer at the same time, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it is.
It's way safer. There's like a lot less kids.
Yeah.
There's a lot less, there's like absolutely no gangbanging, period. Yeah. So. That's the only leg up you have going to private school, even if it's in the hood, Catholic school, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the religious aspect, I didn't really fuck with it when I was young. I got older, and then, you know, you get into shit, and all you got is God sometimes, so. But, yeah, it's crazy. Like, I think about it like this, man. There's a lot of people who, there's two things that I seen growing up. There's people who have it and can't make it happen. And there's people who don't have it and can't make it happen. You know what I mean? Or can make it happen.
Yeah.
So I always feel like a person who, I'm not really that talented. I don't feel like I can't really draw. I can't sing or none of that shit. But I can work hard. You know what I mean? So that's one aspect. And the other aspect is just like, there's people who always want to do things that I get to do from where I'm from. But they didn't get the chance to. They didn't get the opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of my cousins went to jail.
Okay.
Or got burned out on drugs.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I got, like, my uncle who's, like, a fucking alcoholic. He's here illegally. He can't go back to Mexico. He just kind of sits at my house all day. I think about people like that in my life, and I'm like, yo, I kind of got to take advantage.
Yeah.
I've been pretty fortunate. But also, I've worked really hard for mad years, since I was a teenager, playing in bands, putting shows on. Then eventually rapping, and flipped the rap shit into a clothing brand. And from the clothing brand, we did a music festival. And from there, I got all these random crazy connections. And now I got all this other shit. And I got a fucking store and stuff. And it's like, it's wild. It's a crazy ass ride. Like, even fucking going on to design the logo for Channel 5 and all that shit. Mm. Like, it's been a crazy fucking ride. But a lot of it is because I don't stop working. I don't, like, kind of don't take no for an answer. And I get that shit from my mom. My mom is, when she was young, her family was rich back in the day in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Because they had a carniceria.
Yeah.
It's a small town, so that's like one of the main things you need is meat.
Yeah.
My grandpa drank all the money away and spent it all on, like, you know, women and gambling and shit. And then he literally drank them into poverty.
Oh, shit.
All the money got blown, and they lost everything. So my mom's not even the oldest one, but they kind of, like, chose her, like, because she was, for whatever reason, like, the most willing to make shit happen. So they chose her to be the one to make shit happen for the family. So she got pregnant when she was like 17, came to LA. Well, first my dad came. For some reason, they settled in South Central. He was like, they were up in Washington. I was like, damn, my boy, you probably could have been up in the trees, man. My mom worked her way up from fucking all sorts of shit, like sewing tags in downtown and cleaning houses and selling fucking bootleg t-shirts. She would go to the alleys, buy a bunch of bootlegs and sell them. Meet up people to bring all. I used to go with her.
So your mom's your only family member from Mexico to be here.
At that time. Yeah, and then she's the one that brought everyone, and she's the one that locked everyone in.
Okay.
And then you obviously worked their way up eventually.
And were you raised with your dad also, or just your
mom? Yeah, with my dad too. My dad is very similar too, but he is less, he cares less, or he passed away already, but he used to care less about, like, actually making shit happen. I think he was just, like, working
for the sake of working.
Yeah, my mom is more like working with purpose, and that's kind of like instilled it in me. But yeah, like, you know, work their fucking way up from literally nothing to having like a hair salon and owning houses and shit. And that shit, and when I was young, she used to take me with her to go clean houses because no one could watch me. So she would game me up, and I would just kind of get a lot of this information from her. And
damn.
It's kind of crazy, but I feel like I can't stop working. You know what I mean? If I stop working, then I'm gonna die. That's really? Basically what I feel like. Yeah.
Damn.
So like if I'm not working on some shit, I feel like I'm wasting time. And I don't know if that's like, because you know you see so many people die young and shit. Like one of my cousins just died last year. He was 38. I'm 36. I'm gonna be 36 this year. He was 38. He died from health complications. I think from, you know, drug abuse and a bunch of other shit. But I was 38 years old, bro. I think about that shit all the time, and I'm like, bro, time just runs out. Mm. That's what I tell people, man. Time is constantly running out, and I don't understand people that don't want to take advantage of it. You know, well, you know, it took me a long time to kind of realize you also kind of just got to chill and live life and shit.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part. I don't know if you feel this way.
No, I mean,
I know your background, but you know, like, do you ever feel like if you're chilling, you feel guilty?
I did. You know, she knows when they trust me. I mean, it's interesting when you talk about purpose, because the one thing that's right now in my life is like, my mom's like, you got like, I work, right? So I try to work whatever I can, right? Even like homies who own record shops or any, like, even like Luis, he's like, help me, like, sort out these shirts. I'm like, dude, I'm there. Help, yeah. You know, sort of, like, any, like, not even just for money, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, to stay busy. But one thing my mom always, like, was kind of, like you said, she didn't work for purpose. She taught me to work, so I have a good work ethic, you know what I mean? Yeah. If you tell me tomorrow, come to the shop, help me paint. I'm like, I don't know how to paint, but I'll help you. Even for free, like, I don't even, like, I just want to, like, learn. She kind of doesn't, like, didn't, like, she comes with a mindset where it's, like, just work. And so a lot of times, like, so I'm not from here, right? So I have, like, you know, it's hard to get a job, like, a legit, like...
Where are you from?
Mexico.
You're from Mexico?
Yeah.
Where were you born?
TJ.
TJ?
Yeah.
That's sick.
So a lot of times, like, my mom would be, like, recently I worked at a warehouse.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so fucked up. Like, so fucked up. Like, I mean, I'll tell it on recording. But so, like a little story short, we were in a container. Like the dude was, like, beefing with me because he's, like... Because I got hired for a job that was easy in the warehouse. He's like, no, you're going to work over there. I work in the container. There's a bunch of dudes taking out boxes, putting out pallet inside the container. So for those who don't know, containers, like, the back of a truck. Yeah. That unloads, that brings all the product into a warehouse, the big ones. So when I was there, the owner comes, he's gay. He's like, you know, everybody, he's like trying to flirt, like, while watching us work. Some dude is like, this was gay to another dude. Owner takes out his $20 bill, sticks it in a worker's mouth. Holy and I'm all like, I'm out. I'm like, I'm not doing this shit. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, like, these fools are, I don't know if they're all gay, or I don't know what the fuck is up with that. But, like, long story short, like, my mom comes with the mindset where it's like, well, just work. You know what I mean? You just work. I'm like, I'm not gonna.
People are getting sexually harassed.
That's, yeah, it's like, right. I'm not like. Yeah. I'm not. You know what I mean? It's like, I need to, like, I don't. I'm not, like, it's like, I'm not. I know I'm not lazy. I know, like, you know what I mean? Like, but my mom, I feel like we argue, like, about that all the time. Where it's like, I'm not gonna work at a factory anymore. You know what I mean? It's like, I know what's out there, and I understand. You know what I mean? Like, but I could do so much more.
I feel like the problem is with Mexican culture, and maybe I would say broader, like, immigrant culture, with being scared to ask for just normal shit, like,
yeah,
normal pay, normal working conditions, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are very, it's like, you're too humble, like, you want too little, you ask for too
little. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that shit, it took me a long time to shake that mentality.
Same.
And even then, it still affects me, and, like, what I ask from people, or if I'd be doing work for free all the fucking time still to this day. And it's a hard mentality to shake. And I'll be helping people out all the fucking time too, though, but that's just because I want people to have opportunities like I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Well, people will come and ask me for advice, or they need resources or whatever the fuck. Like, I remember I got into music, and I just had to figure it out on my own. I had to fucking record myself. I had to do all this shit on my own. You know what I mean? And nobody ever came and gave me shit to, like, extend their hand. Same thing with the... Well, you know, finally when we started making it profitable, then people came around and they were like, all right, we want to help you. Maybe we should do like clothing brand. But even then, it was like not all the way there. It was like I still had to do a shitload of fucking work when I had the brand. But, you know, we ended up securing a lot of resources at that time, which one was like the manager of my ex-partner starting like a random merchandising company. And we were like his first client. But he would basically front the money, so we'd get like net 30 essentially to print our shit, and then he'd take his like little 20% or whatever the fuck. A lot of print shops do this shit now too, by the way. They bring people on and then they're like, we'll print all your shit and then we'll take our percentage to ship it and do all this stuff. So but I think, you know, I see what you mean though. Like, yeah, like we kind of get conditioned into thinking we only deserve this much. I should be humble. I should take whatever I can get. And it's like, nah, bro, if you can recognize within yourself that you're capable of doing more, then you deserve more. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, you work warehouses, right? Like
I used to, yeah. I worked in a clothing warehouse for like 4 or 5 years. Like some big brand, this brand called Stamped.
Stamped.
Yeah, I was working in the fucking warehouse there. I started working there when it was in the dude's garage. Like, honestly, my real background, I went to school for video game design.
And you graduated?
Yeah, I graduated. Oh, shit. And then I got in the game industry and I didn't like it. I didn't fuck with it. I didn't like the hours. I didn't have no freedom. And it was annoying. And they treated us like shit. So I was like, I'm not really feeling it. At the time, the pay was good because it was like, you know what I mean? My room in Highland Park at the time was like $500. And I would make $10 an hour and then overtime. Which was, so 10 became 20, you know what I mean? Or it's like 15, I think. Then you make double overtime.
Yeah.
$20, right? So, you know, that shit was fucking cool. I was making like $1,000 a week.
And yeah.
I had all this fucking bread left over after paying my fucking rent, and I was just fucking blowing it on fucking dumbass shit. But, you know, but I got out because I didn't like it, and I just randomly got in. Around this time, I was, like, making rap music and shit, and I wanted more time to just record my music and focus on that, try and play shows and shit. And then my ex-business partner, around that time, he started taking off. And that's when we started locking in all these resources, and people started trying to fuck with us and did the clothing brand. So then I like, randomly, one of my friends who was a designer, he was working at Stamp, and he got me a job in that company. And he was like, yeah, we need a warehouse guy. So I'm thinking of fucking warehouse and shit. I go, and it's this fool's garage, bro.
Yeah.
It's in his garage in Hollywood. So I'm like, dude, I'm a garage guy. I'm not even a warehouse guy. But 2 months later, his brand blows the fuck up. And they did like a collab with like a Korean pop artist. 2 months later, I'm the manager of some warehouse and shit.
All in 2 months.
In downtown. Yeah, in 2 months later. And, you know, you got to think, like, around this time, all this shit's happening. That brand, my day job is fucking getting crazy. Like, the clothing brand is starting to get crazy. And then the music is getting crazy. And fools are doing tours. And, you know, I'm doing the merchandising for this fucking collective they're putting together. And, you know, within another couple years, we're doing a fucking music festival and shit based on the brand. And we're booking all our friends and all the fucking, all these like big ass, like we had Soulja Boy play and fucking Tyler the Creator came and fucking, we had another year we had like Hatebreed. Well, that was the last one. We had like, you know,
Lil Pete. Okay, that's your festival. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Control Night Out. And like,
yeah. Okay, yeah. I knew about that. I was wondering if that was the same thing. I was too young for that time, but...
Really?
But how old are you? 19.
19, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, but I remember seeing those lineups. I was like, yo, like... And it was so, like, beautifully mixed. Like, Sex Prisoner will play with Momentum, which that didn't really show when it happened. Like, Turnstile was playing that Lil Ugly Man, I remember.
Yeah.
So, Bobble played with Soulja Boy. Let that sink in.
Yeah. Nature World Out. People don't... You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of brands do mixed bills now. But they can't do it the way that we did it.
You can tell when it's authentic, too.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that, like, you're having Sex Prisoner on. You know what I mean? Like, that's hard. But, what I was going with the warehouse thing.
Yeah.
One thing I've learned, I said it before, is, like, have you seen that movie? I forgot what the movie's called. It's about, I think, two black men. They get asked to, like, ship some shit out, like, to, like, drive some shit. Like, this takes back in the 1900s. And then they get arrested. They go to prison. And then...
Life? Life with Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. Yeah, no, but you know how there's the officers, and then the ones who actually whip the fools is a black dude. Like, the black dude is whipping his own people. He's just, like, brainwashed to be like, look, you're going to be, like, you're not going to have to be them. So when I was going to the warehouse, the one thing I've always seen, it's, like, the boss at a warehouse, at a, like, traditional immigrant warehouse, is always Mexican. Yeah. The actual owners, like, the owners, you barely even see them or even know who they are.
Yeah.
It's always, like, a Mexican, like, so, like, the job I was working that I got out, he was, like, you know, looking at me, he's like, you're a dude, you shouldn't be working this shit, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, being a dick, and I'm like, damn, like, and then I would be, like, I would check my phone or, like, check the time and be like, don't look at your phone, like, you know, just being, like, motherfuck me. Yeah. And I'm like, damn, like, you're not even the boss. Like, if I sit down on my ass, you're not losing or gaining money. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're just like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, the way I see it, it's like, we're going to get all these immigrants. They're going to work for us. And then the hardest working or the smartest one from there is going to be the leader. And we don't have to do anything. He'll, like, you know what I mean? Like,
keep them in check.
Yeah. Like, we don't even have to, like, keep them in check.
Like, my mom and my dad grew up working in fucking warehouses. They're called bodegas in Spanish and shit, right?
Factories, too.
Yeah, factories and shit. My dad used to work at a cardboard factory in Bell.
Yeah.
And my uncle worked there. He retired there and shit. So, like, you know, I grow up, you kind of see it. Like, they'd be taking advantage of motherfuckers, bro. I remember, like, my dad, they tried to fire my dad because, like, the fucking the security guard ran up a phone bill and blamed it on my dad.
Yeah, Mexicans be trying to motherfuck each other.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Bro. And then my dad sued and shit, got his job back, and then they made him the janitor, bro. Then he fucking worked his way up from janitor up to, like, supervisor and shit. But that's the kind of shit that happens, bro. And, like, the abuses that people do to immigrants, what's crazy is sometimes motherfuckers do it to each other. You feel me? Honestly, bro, like, the people I've had the most beef with is other Mexicans.
Yeah.
And even in, like, in the clothing industry, the people that, like, fucking try and block the fucking resource. Like, white fools get in there, like, you know, I ain't trying to get racial on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I love white people, bro. Fuck with white people. Just keep it a buck. I got a lot of white homies, but, like, I feel like I always encounter other Mexican fools in the game, and now there's a lot. When I was first getting in, it wasn't that many, bro. It was not very many Mexican fools in the game,
or
Hispanic fools, and or even representation like that. Like, born and raised have barely started coming out when I started doing shit. So there wasn't a lot of Mexican fools in the industry, and
I would agree. I would even argue that there still kind of isn't.
I mean, it's very few. Yeah. I know, you know who everyone is. Yeah. The fact that I know who everyone is, like that shit is low. But, like, I've always ran into issues with other fools trying to, like, you know, be sneaky or try and, like, block resources or try and, like, be a hater or, you know what I mean? Like weirdo shit that I don't necessarily do, man. Like, and I feel like I try and do my best to kind of, like, fuck with everyone that I can. But now I'm slowing it down because I don't have all the fucking time in the world to, you know, I'm not going to give you everything, man. Like, I got to fucking help myself too at the same, you know what I mean? I can't take time out of my day to help you.
Well, let me know if
you can turn around and fuck me in the end, or, you know what I mean?
No, yeah. Like, let me know if you disagree, but, like, I feel like, I feel like blacks and Asians are very, like, community. You know what I mean? Like, they're, like, you know what I mean? Like, but I feel Mexicans are not as, Mexicans are very envious of each other.
You know, it's funny that, on the flip, I heard the reverse about us, that Mexicans stick together.
Fuck.
But,
that's crazy.
Dude, you know how they say the worst enemy of a Mexican is another Mexican.
Yeah.
That's what they always say. And, like, I don't feel that all the way through, but I do see it in L.A. Like, I feel like in L.A., the Chicanos beef too much because, I mean, L.A. is a very territorial city.
Yeah.
And not even just Chicanos, but because I don't even really consider myself all the way there because I'm first generation. I'm closer to the paisa, like, Mexican culture and shit. I didn't grow up in East LA. I grew up in South Central. You know how it is, South Central, Linden Park. We're closer to Mexico culturally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe not by land, but, like, culturally is a lot more actually Mexican versus, like, East LA, Boyle Heights, Northeast LA.
Those
fools are, like, Chicanos, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But us, we're a little bit different. And, like, you know, I feel like there's always little clashes between the people in the city and shit. I mean, it's just, it just, because when you go to the Bay, it's not like that. Everyone just fucks with each other regardless.
Oh.
Here, you know, you get broken down into race, you get broken down into side, then you get broken down into
how bisa you are,
and how bisa, you know what I mean? Like, the fools from South Central don't fuck with the fools from Boyle Heights, and the fools from Boyle Heights don't fuck with the fools from et cetera. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, little shit like that here is more common. So I think in the mentality is like, fools want to be like, it's almost like a gangbanging mentality, because fools want to rep their shit and they want only their shit to thrive. You know what I mean? They don't want to, oh, boom, 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 all this shit. Like, it's like, bro, there's enough money and opportunities for everybody. You don't have to fight over it. You know what I mean?
Like, no, even like, for example, me working at the warehouse, I'm like, fool, I'm born in Mexico. I'm speak Spanish. You know what I mean? Like, but fools like, and then other older immigrants were like, fuck you, you know what I mean? Like, talking shit on me, or like speaking behind my back because somebody didn't speak Spanish, just because I know how to speak English. You know what I mean? So it's just like, even then, like, we're both immigrants, we both speak Spanish, we both are fucked up in the same way, but you don't like me because I'm younger and I speak English. You know what I mean? And then it goes on, and you know what I mean? Like, so it's just like, I don't know, people like, I mean, specifically Mexicans don't like anything that's not literally them. Because even then, even the older Mexicans will be like, will beef it because, like, I'm from Nayarit, you're from Guanajuato. Oh, yeah. I'm like,
dude, what is it with that? Like, you know what I've noticed, man? Like, what's up with that? The state, in Mexico, the states beef with each other.
I don't know. I'm like, you know what I mean? And yeah, no. And then, like, even TJP will be like, Tijuana, and I'm like, Mexicali. I'm like, bro, like it's like, come on. You know what I mean? It's like the same shit. Like Tijuana and Mexicali is the same. Or they'd be like, I'm not from Tijuana, I'm from Rosarito. I'm like,
is there a difference?
No, it's like saying you're from HP and from South Central. It's like, bro, like, it's like really not a difference. But like, fools really like,
because fools will say, you know, I noticed fools will say they're from Baja. They won't even say,
oh yeah, I'm from Tijuana.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Tijuana's like, better.
From Baja. Yeah.
But, yeah, and it's like, and you're still, and it's like, why not rep Tijuana? It's way better. You know what I mean? But like, you know what I mean? But it's like, I don't know, like, I mean, let's go back in time.
Yeah.
You growing up, are you only child?
Nah, I got siblings.
How was it growing up?
That was rough.
How'd you get into Morbid Angel? how was everything?
You wanna know the truth, man? I grew up on 40th and Wadsworth by like King Boulevard and Central.
Yeah.
Like, cross the street, 30 Pie Room. Round the corner, 38th Street. On my block, that's my cousins, King Boulevard Stoners. Around the way, the Avalons. You know what I mean? There's mad gangs in this one little ass area. We weren't allowed to walk to and from school. My mom would always pick us up because of fucking, there's like a lot of shootings and a lot of gangs in between there to walk there to and from. Sometimes we weren't even allowed to kick it on the porch. Like, the street I grew up on, after that, on 43rd, we'll put it like this, like on 40th, I asked my uncle one time, like, how many shootings he can remember, or how many people got killed there. He's like, there's 8 that I can remember. This is a 10-year period on one block, bro. You look at the map, 40th is so tiny.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so so bad that, like, in the mid-90s, like, 95, they put, like, gates on the street. The city put gates on the street so that no one could drive down there unless you had a key to stop the drive-bys because there's too many. It was rough right there. Really violent, just pretty brutal. The public schools are all fucked up, like abandoned houses, empty lots, you know what I mean? But I had a lot of cousins that lived there. Eventually they all moved to like San Bernardino and shit, and it was just us. And then I just had my homies and shit, my mom, my dad, my uncle, my grandma, and yeah, it was cool. But it was fucked up, but it was cool. Like, I have like good memories, but I also have fucked up memories, obviously. But the way I got into Morbid Angel, my cousin George, he's like a gangbanger and shit. He and my cousins, his brothers, they were all into, before they started gangbanging, they were skateboarders. And then metalheads and shit. And my dad used to tell me, he was like, bro, I used to have to go pick them up in Venice. They would skate from King Boulevard all the way down to Venice, from South Central to Venice. And he was like, they would call me on the phone, and I'd have to go and pick them up and shit. And he was like, yeah. I was like, well, that's just kind of crazy. But they became gangbangers and shit. Whatever happened transpired, and they decided to start gangbanging. But my cousin George had all these CDs that he used to steal out of people's cars and shit. And then also had... He let me borrow a bunch of CDs one time, and he gave me a VHS. It was a Combat Tour 85, and it was Slayer, Exodus, and Venom. And I saw that shit, and it, like, flipped my wig, bro, because at that time, I knew about Metallica, and I knew about, like, Slipknot and, like, System of a Down and all that shit, but I saw, like, some real metalhead shit on there, and I was like, this shit is fucking crazy. It's like, fools rocking leather and spikes and shit, yeah. You know what I mean? And, yeah. Like, pentagrams and Baphomets and all that shit. I was like, yeah, this is fucking nuts. So I just started doing research and shit, and I would always see, I would go to, like, the metal stores and shit, like in HP, mm. like the rock stores and shit back in the day.
Oh, so a bunch of rock
t-shirts.
They're all gone now.
Yeah, they're all gone now, dude. I know, I went, like, when I did that photo shoot, I went and I looked for them, and they were gone. But, you know, I always saw Morbid Angel's shit, and I was like, this shit is fire, bro. And I bought a CD, bought Altars of Madness at Tower Records when I was, like, 14, probably. And I was like, it was over from there, bro. I got deeply into him. I don't know what it is. You tell me, bro. Why do you think Mexicans like Morbid Angel so much?
Tell me if you disagree to this.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know how, every country has punks, metalheads, rockers, whatever. But I feel like Mexico has the most, like people are more metalheads than punk. Or than hardcore, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, hardcore's at the bottom, I feel, for Mexico. There's, like, I feel Mexico has a little bit of hardcore kids.
A lot of metalheads, for sure.
I don't even know why. My dad's a metalhead.
Yeah.
My dad was, like, fully into metal.
That's what I try and explain. I was saying, this is my theory, is that we come from these cultures, like the Olmec, the Aztec, the Mayans.
Yeah.
All these cultures have, like, a very... they're already kind of metal if you think about it, like the Aztecs and shit, yeah. And, like, you know, you go to, like, the pyramids and they have, like, skulls all over them. It looks like a crazy fucking place, bro. It's, like, dark and esoteric, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, not a lot of, it's, like, very, like,
yeah.
And I think that's why Mexicans are attracted to death metal so much, because it's like a similar culture.
The Mexicans are naturally, like, dark-minded.
Yeah.
If you wanna,
for sure.
Yeah, like, yeah, I mean, sure, right, like fools be, like, are, like, like, are naturally, like, on the, like, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, am I right? Like, that's yeah. why, like, Sebab was, like, I think one time he said, he's like, if you never wanted to kill no one, you're insane. And, like, you know, like, everybody's had the feeling of killing someone. And I'm like, yeah, Mexico's, like,
yeah, that,
like,
is true,
very
man.
Vengeous, very, very, like,
it's very vengeful and dark. And then also, like, the fools do, like, brujeria out there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Shit.
Brujeria is big in Mexico. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
big. And then that, but that goes back to, like, our ancestors.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's just their fucking religion from back in the day.
Like, faith in general. Like, yeah, whether it's dark or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's very, yeah.
I mean, I've been out there, bro. A lot. I don't say, like, a lot. Like, not every year, but I go pretty frequently. Within my life, I've gone pretty frequently. And, like, as an adult, when you go, when you're a kid, it's kind of like whatever. But when you go back as an adult, it's like fucking crazy, because you really feel that energy. It's wild. Like, there's been times I've been out there and it's just different, bro. It's like you're in a dream or some shit, or like in a weird, like, in between, like, where my mom and dad are from. It's Michoacan, but it's like on the coast. And it's like in the boonies, but it's the boonies by the beach. The beach is like 10, 15 minutes away. And there's a lot of indigenous people out there. And, like, this shit is, like, it feels ancient. Some places you go over there, you know?
Mexico, I went back when I was, like, 10. Which is not, I mean, 10, 13. Like, you could understand a little bit more. But I'm like, this is just, like, it taught me a lot. Because I feel like growing up, like, in the U.S., like, no matter, even if I grew up in South Central, like, you don't appreciate, like, you know, like, I saw kids, like, I remember, like, going to church, like, in the cut in TJ, because people think TJ is rich. I'm like, no, yeah. TJ, once you go deep, that shit is, like, it's just, like,
poor.
Yeah, like, I remember seeing kids, like, it was a church, like, straight up, I wish I could go back, just take pictures, like, show. It was, like, in the middle, like, so you would walk through, like, nothing, like, just dirt, and you would find, like, I remember it was dirty, like, filthy, 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 filthy. Like, it was, like, you would walk through the dirt. And then, like, because my grandma lived, like, in the mountains. And then there was, like, one, like, it was a road that led to, like, wherever, like, to the city. And then on one side of the dirt, there was houses. And then the other side, it was empty. So we would walk through the dirt, and it was dirty. And sometimes you'll find, like, goat heads, like, horses' heads. Like, it was smelling like shit every time. It never got cleaned up, obviously. So it just get dirtier. You would walk, and it's just trees, and it's like a church, like, on some movie shit.
Yeah.
Like, wooden, like, you know, like, homeless people, like, sometimes would stay under. And I remember seeing kids, like, like, they'd be, like, excited to go to church, not because they were, like, I mean, yeah, they're probably religious, but they'd be, like, like, they would be, like, they'd be, like, oh, look what I bought, and they'd be, like, two canicas, and then they would just start playing, you know, before, like, starting church, you know what I mean? And I was thinking that, I'm, like, damn, like, these kids are happy to, like, you know, to hit a church. Yeah, like, yeah. They're not thinking about, do I believe in God, my fucking rights, you know, like, religious, like, you know, massacre. Like, you know, they're not thinking about anything. They're just thinking about, this is a place where I could see other kids, where I could bring, if I find two marbles, we're playing. You know what I mean? Like, and it really taught me, because when I came back to middle school, like, a week later, like, after, like, you know, just being in Mexico, and then 1 week later, I'm already in middle school in the U.S., like, after years of being in Mexico, like, and then I saw kids, like, you know what I mean, like, talking shit because their mom wouldn't get on my iPhone, they had an LG, and they're in middle school, and I'm like, whoa, it just taught me, like, appreciate, like, even the little things, like, yeah. And I'm not just saying, like, materialistic, like, the little, like, having shoes or that, just, like, sometimes you're chilling and watching a movie, and you could buy a snack.
Yeah, that's true, man. I mean, where my mom's from is poor as fuck, too. Like, even where my dad was born is even poorer. It's called La Loma. And it's just, to this day, they have dirt and rock roads. You know what I mean? Like, not even concrete, just dirt and, like, little rocks. And they don't got running water. Those fools have to wait for water to come, and then they fucking put it in the little tina or whatever. And you bathe out of a bucket, and you fucking flush the toilet with, like, a bucket of water.
Yeah.
Like, you know how it is out there, bro. It's fucking crazy. It's crazy ass poor and shit. But one thing I noticed that there's different than America, and it's like they're just cool with how shit is. There's not like I'm sure they have wants and needs, but it doesn't feel like there's a constant pressure to succeed or a constant pressure to get ahead. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like, oh, you earn this money, and they don't even bother saving, bro, because there's no point. There's no fucking point in saving money out there. Like, ooh, what the fuck are you gonna buy?
Yeah,
you
know
what
I mean?
Like, it's never ever gonna be enough money. So what they do is just they earn to live. So that I'm making my fucking money. 3 p.m. comes around, I get off work, I'm either gonna go home or I'm gonna go to the beach. They were going to the beach like every other day, bro. I was going to the beach with them. I was like, this is fucking the life, man. This is all I could ask for. This is like fucking fresh ass coconuts, mangoes every fucking day. I mean, obviously, it's fucked up. Like, it's poor as fuck. There's a lot of shitload of corruption and violence, and like, people get killed all the fucking time. And hurricane season, and when it's hurricane season, it's fucked. You know what I mean? Like, it's just flooded. No one knows what the fuck to do or where to go. No one's gonna help you. That's the thing. It's like, no one's gonna help you. People have so much help here in America.
Oh yeah,
it's fucking crazy, bro. Out there, man, God bless, bro, because ain't nobody gonna fucking help you. Government don't give a shit about nobody out there. But one thing about that's different is people's mentality, and like they're cool with just living life. You mean like you go during like Semana Santa,
yep.
The parties don't end, bro. It's like Holy Week, and then it's like every town has the Santo, every town has their little festival, and it's like 2 months of just straight partying, like nonstop partying every day. They have better community, like their community comes together over there, versus here. I feel like in America, people are constantly against each other and trying to separate themselves from each other and shit. And no one wants to come together here. Everyone's breaking themselves down into all these little micro labels and shit. And like, well, I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, bro, nobody is just no one wants to just come together and understand each other. You know what I mean? Which out there is, it's fucked up because there is a lot of fucked up shit, you know what I mean? Colorism, I'm sure there's still like underground racism and shit. They say that there ain't, but there's still racism out there too, I think. And then obviously there's like a huge, between the poor and the rich, like the rich are really fucking rich in Mexico and the poor are really fucking poor. And there's not really in between. Here it's kind of like that too. But, you know, I don't know. There's like a give and take.
I think that goes back with what we said earlier about how, an example of like the clothing industry, there's not a lot of Mexicans. I think it goes back with Mexicans are so we're like kind of stuck in this mentality of just like as long as you if you can find something that makes money, whether whatever, you know what I mean, just you're focused on making money to live, you know what I mean, like. And then I feel like for example me, it took a dad who was a metalhead to show me like things at a very young age. It took you finding a CD. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean you're bad people or you're lazy. That has nothing to do with it. It just took certain little, like, curveballs that you got into things that you like. You know what I mean? Who knows? You have a good work ethic, right?
Yeah.
You probably would have made it out the hood, or you would have been fine no matter what. But you probably would have just, like, not gotten into, like, music and art and all this stuff that you got into through that CD. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that has nothing to do with, like, you're a good, bad person. But what I'm trying to say is, like,
everybody needs something, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, but what I'm trying to say is, like Mexicans are still in that process of like we're still, you know, we're like if you think about it, there's not a lot of Mexican actors. You know what I mean? And compared to like Asians and blacks and other races, I feel like they're breaking a little bit off the stereotype. You know what I mean? Yeah. But Mexicans, I've like every time you see a Mexican, it's Eugenio Derbez, that cholo bald guy.
Yeah.
And then the other ones that are played,
Hector.
Yeah, yeah. And then the ones that are played is just like they're a dishwasher. They're this. And then
something that I really don't like about the representation too is like people and some Mexicans play into it, and they're always like, oh, like. Fucking like I remember seeing a painting and a Mexican made it, and it was like a painting of like a older lady with like a mop and bucket, and then the older man, and he was like a farmer or some shit. And I'm like, damn, brother, that's really how you see us, fool. Like, you see us as just help,
yeah,
as just fucking like essentially day slaves. You feel me? Like, nah, man, there's more shit you could do. Whoever you are, whatever you are, it doesn't really matter.
No, one thing
if you could figure that shit out, one thing. I'll say, yeah, it's kind of crazy because there's a lot of Mexicans in L.A., but there's not a lot of Mexican actors. Think about that mm-hmm. shit. Where the fuck are all the Mexican actors?
Yeah, and then Eugenio Derbez is from Mexico. And, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but, like, no, one thing I want to say, like, dude, it pisses me off. There's a lot of folks who look Mexican yeah. who are brown, who are brown pigment, who are not Mexican, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's, like, just because you get stereotyped, like, I'm not saying...
Are you talking about...
I'm talking about, like...
Diamond Phillips, but he's Filipino, he might as well be Mexican.
No, yeah, but, like, there's a difference between, like, you get stereotyped for being a Mexican, right?
Yeah.
But it pisses, like that. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that, like, Mexicans, like oh, we're hardworking, I'm like, it's like, A, like, I don't just want to be the hardworking person. You know what I mean? Yeah, sure, that's part of who I am. It's part of where I come from. But I don't want to be seen as like, oh, Ricky is like, yeah, he can help. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
With that being said, it's like, there's a lot of Mexican fools who like again, you said, like playing the stereotype. You know what I mean? There's a lot of fools who like, I'm not like, and I have a specific homie I'm thinking about, but like, you're so down, you're so like way past generations that in reality, you're just, the only thing that separates you from a white person is that you're brown. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you have no culture. You know what I mean? You don't know how to speak Spanish, and that's fine. I'm not saying...
That's my biggest fear is, bro, like, I feel like
yeah.
I need to... Because look, put this like this way, bro. My grandma, her first language was Nahua.
Mm.
And then they made her fucking learn Spanish and forget about Nahua. And like now that's gone. I don't know fucking Nahua. I don't know shit about Nahua culture. So you gotta think about that shit. That shit slowly trickles away. You know, eventually, like when my mom's gone, bro, and I'm gone, like, who the fuck's gonna know how to cook those meals and shit?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing that's kind of crazy is being first generation versus Chicano. Because Chicanos, I guess, technically, I'm a Chicano because I was born here. I wasn't born out there. And when I go there, they call me American. When I'm here, they call me Mexican. That's like the textbook of what people consider a Chicano. But I don't feel that way because I feel very, like, in tune with the Mexican culture. Like, I know all about the shit. I speak Spanish. I fucking, I eat the food that I eat from out there. I don't be eating this fucking cheddar cheese as roast beef. Or whatever the fuck those fools be eating. And I don't feel like an American 100%. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, dude, like, I'm gonna offend a lot of people right now by saying that. But I feel like Chicano is a label. I know there's an actual definition. Like, yeah. I know I'm aware that there's a definition. But I feel like Chicano people who claim Chicano give that label to themselves. Because...
I can see. I've had this discussion with somebody before, to be honest. I don't think it's that offensive. But it's definitely something people should talk about more. Because I think it's dead. I think it's over.
Chicano?
Yeah, it's over.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, like...
I think people... I get what they were trying to do in the time before the internet when there was really, like, a separation. But going to Mexico City kind of opened my eyes to this shit. And it was like, in some sense, it is necessary, but not really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, yeah, because, I mean, you either... Like I said, you either are of Mexican descent and know your culture. And if... You know what I mean? Like, you don't need a label to be, like... To, like, tell you how much Mexican you are. You know what I mean? It's like, you either know or either you don't and move on with your life. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, they're like, don't, like, hold on to be like, well, like, I'm brown too. Look at me. You know what I mean? It's like, no. It's like, I'm sorry, but it's like, you. I mean, and to be honest, like, Chicano kind of created it, like, their own, like, aesthetic, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of it's like, I mean, like, it has nothing to do with being Mexican at all. You know what I mean? A lot of it comes from it, but yeah. It's like you're kind of like, you, like, for example, the one that people say serio. I'm like, that's not even a real word.
It's not.
You know what I mean? Or you know, they have like a certain, like, the way they talk, like jaina. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. It's like those words are like created by like, it's its own thing. You know what I mean? It's like saying hardcore and punk. It's like, yes, hardcore comes from punk, but it's its own thing at some point. You know what I mean? It's not really a punk
anymore. It's not punk anymore.
Yeah, that's, you know what I mean?
I feel too. Like, I think that, the way that I see it is, it comes down to this. I feel like there's a big separation between immigrants and first generation people, because a lot of first generation people feel more tied into. It used to be the reverse, man. It used to be back in the day, like, the first generation fools, the reason they made Chicano, because the Mexicans disown them. They're like, oh, you're whatever, like, you're not fully Mexican, you're Chicano. You're like a little bit Mexican. Or whatever. And the Americans didn't accept them because they were fucking Mexican. They were brown and shit. So they were like, oh, we're our own shit. We're Chicanos, and flipping it. And they're like, we're not either or. We're just our own shit. But now, I don't think it's like that, man. I think as time has gone on, the Mexicans from Mexico accept, because there's so much immigration and shit from Mexico, or there was before. I heard it slowed down.
Yeah, there was. Yeah,
there for a long time. And they've established not even just Chicano culture, but straight up Mexican culture in the Americas, in America, in LA, and even in New York. They call it Puebla York and all the shit. You know what I mean?
Fair, so yeah.
They can't be like, oh, well, those fools aren't fucking really Mexican, because there's so much back and forth now. And then the internet came, the cultures kind of slide back and forth. And some shit that I like, you know how I said I went back and they called us American? They're like, oh, well, you guys are American. I realize that this shit is, for one, Mexican's not even a race, it's just a nationality.
Yeah. Yeah.
The important thing, and I'm gonna say it right now, is where your fucking parents were born. And the state and even the colonia or whatever the fuck, because those cultures are so different.
Yeah.
Michoacán is so different from fucking like Veracruz.
Oh yeah.
Or Guanajuato and all that shit. You know what I mean? Like the states. So it's almost like what I noticed and I peeped is that, like, bro, the real culture is like where your parents are from and where you're at, period. Like this being a Chicano shit is some other shit, because even here is, you can break it down, because I'm from South Central. When I was young, I didn't relate to nobody from East LA or fucking Lincoln Heights. I thought those fools were funny as fuck, because they sounded funny, they talked funny, they say dick, you know what I mean? I grew up a lot with, like, there was like, when I was growing up, South Central was like 70% black.
Way
more different. And I grew up with,
yo, bitch,
hella black people, bro.
Yeah.
And not that many Mexicans.
Yeah.
And now it's different. It's hella Salvadorians, hella Guatemalans, hella Mexicans. But like before, it was like my neighbors were all either from Belize, or they were like older black people from like Texas, Louisiana, and Georgia and shit. And if you were by Watts, all of them actually come from fucking Louisiana. There's hella fools from Louisiana and Watts. So it's a lot different. So I didn't really relate to Northeast LA or Boyle Heights, because the way they talk was different, and how they got down was different. You know what I mean? Like their whole demeanor and shit. And those fools, I always looked at, those fools are the Chicanos. Those fools from fucking East Los and shit. They're like three generations deep already.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're completely removed from Mexican culture.
Yes,
they're their own thing.
Yeah.
So that's what I look at it like. It's like your proximity to the arrival.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when you got here, or whenever your parents got here, depending on if you were born here or if you came here, versus, like, you know, fools that were, like, brothers. So there's dudes that I know, their grandpa don't even speak Spanish, because he's been here, like, four or five generations.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
So those fools don't fucking speak Spanish.
Yeah.
They just, like, and they've lived in East Los or Boyle Heights all their fucking life, or Lincoln Heights or Highland Park or whatever the fuck. They've been here.
Yeah.
Those fools are fucking Chicanos. They don't know shit about Mexican culture.
You can tell, honestly, like, when someone's like I know a lot of, like, you know, like, Mexican streetwear people, like, not to say all of them, but a lot of the ones that look Mexican that are not really Mexican, and there's obviously some that do, but the ones that don't, because people are gonna be like, oh, you're saying that we're not, the ones that don't. A lot of them have this mentality that it's like, everybody in Mexico wears a sombrero and listens to Chalino. Yeah. And I'm like, when in reality, it's like at home, we're listening to Alejandra Guzman, yeah, you know, Gloria Trevi, like, you know what I mean? Like, Mexican pop music, you know what I mean? Like,
but that shit kind of like, honestly, that shit was, it slapped me in the face when I realized not everybody listened to that shit. Because I'm so used to where my parents are from.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't realize that, like, you know, DFA and other cities.
Like, yeah, there's like Mexican fresas.
Dude,
you know, like fools, the Mexican spoiled people, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like those fools listen to, like, cumbia,
yeah, yeah,
and like reggaeton and shit.
Or even cumbia, there's two different types of, like, there's like regular cumbia, like, you know, mainstream cumbia, and then there's like my Guerrero cumbia, where it's like very, like, I like to think about it as like the punk cumbia, because like it's just very like they talk about like
crazy,
like,
shit,
yeah, like mm-hmm. Mezcano, so violent muñeco, like, you know what I mean, like very like like jokey, funny, like, or like, you know what I mean, like the one that people have names like Petra, or like, you know what I mean? Like Guerrero specifically. Or they even have some, like, we don't say tortillas, we say memelas. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Again, and that's totally,
that,
yeah, yeah, that's totally different from probably the way, you know what I mean, you grew up. You know what I mean? But yeah, you're right about that. It's, yeah, like, you're either Mexican or you're not. You know what I mean? Stop faking the funk of putting it, I don't know, like, putting a label that you got, or like, yeah, or like Latinx, or even worse.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, man. Like, I kind of feel the same way, is that, but at the same time, though, they it's not that they don't claim us, but they look at it as different. Like, they look, and it's not even like they're dissing on us, they, yeah, just think they're like, you guys are American because you're born there, but they fuck with Chicano culture out there.
My mom told me
it's fucking cool.
My mom, when she was young, she will like you know, like Blood and Blood Out is like,
yeah,
like Chicano fools who, like, you know, who are, like, again, you're saying they're third generation, they're like that presentation of it. But my mom was like saying that people in teacher were like fucking with the whole Chicano style.
Oh, anyway, so it's just like solos out there.
Yeah, it's,
oh,
like, I'm like, it just goes, it goes back and forth. But I mean, I feel like I'm in a weird position because I'm actually born over there.
Yeah, you are in a weird position.
Yeah, yeah, like, I'm not like, oh, I'm born American, because, like,
you're born there and you're from South Central. You're like two strikes already, dude.
Yeah, yeah, that's like, yeah, yeah. Because, like, it's like I have the advantage of speaking English, but I don't have the advantage of having a social, you know what I mean? Or, like, yeah, being able to, like, just, like, I can't work at McDonald's. Or, like, I could, maybe. But, like, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, all that, you know what I mean? Like, compared to, you're like,
in a tough spot, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And like, that's some shit that a lot of fools don't understand. Because, I mean, like, put it this way, bro. Like, my cousin, he got caught by ICE about like a year ago.
Not gonna watch.
And they put that fool in jail and sent him back to Mexico. And then he came back. And a lot of fools, there's fools here who have been here for a long time. And even just regular Americans, they don't experience that kind of shit. They don't know what it's like. They don't understand the fear, or or just the inability. You basically don't have an identity. And if you, like, to the government, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you get caught, you go back. Like, the fools don't understand what the fuck you got to do to get back over here if you get caught. Yeah. It's hell. And I was telling my friends, like, yo, like, my fucking dad saw dead bodies crossing over one time. Yeah. They fucking couple people just stuck in the desert, no water, probably got, you know, dehydrated, died. You know, my mom fucking had to come through a fucking tunnel one time, like a tube and shit. What is it? Like a pipe.
Yeah.
And broke her leg getting over here and shit, covered in mud, trying to get through there. It's hard, bro. And that's the thing that, like, I feel like if you're Chicano, you're kind of removing yourself sometimes from that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, I relate more to people, like I said, bro. I feel like, I don't know if it's just the LA in me, but I always kind of separate myself. Because, yeah,
no, me too, obviously.
Being from, yeah, South Central is way different than being from Boyle Heights, Northeast LA, even being from West LA. But I know that there's people that are either first generation or they're immigrants, and I feel like there's Chicanos after that. And now maybe it's second generation, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But there's definitely, I think it's like where you land too, man. Like, what the fuck, where you want to feel yourself at. Like, how close are you to fucking Chicano culture versus like the Mexican, like what they call paisa culture, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you fuck with what your parents fuck with, or that's, do you, true, not? Are you, that's, separate from that? Because there's hella fools that come out here and they're way different, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, they're just Americanized. That's what we would always say. We'd say, oh, he's like Americanized and shit.
Yeah.
And I guess what they call it is assimilation.
Yeah.
Assimilating. Over time, people assimilate and they just become American. They lose it and shit. So it depends on how much you assimilate versus how much you don't.
I mean, also, I feel like it depends how early you're born after your parents came. Because, yeah, like, me and my sister were raised exactly the same. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, my mom was, like, younger when she had me. And she would, you know, was more passionate about things, I guess, at the time, where like, or was, you know, like my little sister now, she's like my mom still listens to the same music and still the same person, but she's not like, you know, she's not as like, you know, like, oh, mira, like, you're gonna eat this, or like, you know what I mean, or anything. Like, she's not as like, look, you know what I mean? And my sister's just like listening to like, you know, she's listening to like white ass artists, you know what I mean? Like, hella like pop music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, me, it's like, I was like, I saw how my mom was passionate about La Ley, you know what I mean? Or Manao, you know what I mean? And I'll be like, oh, what's that? You know what I mean? But now my mom's like, you know what I mean? Like, again, I feel like, you know, like, I don't know, it's just, I mean, also my little sister doesn't struggle as much as I do. You know what I mean? Like, my mom already kind of set.
Because she's established now.
Yeah, my mom, when I was with her, she was still fighting for what she had. But now she's like, she set, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do see that, because I'm the youngest. And even though I caught like the tail end of like the struggle versus my sister, my oldest sister, she's 8 years older than me.
Yeah.
So she caught the whole shit from when they got here and they didn't know what the fuck. They didn't speak no English. They had to take the fucking bus to get around and shit. Like, I mean, I didn't really speak English at first. I spoke Spanish first.
Yeah,
but going to school, I learned English and all that shit.
Yeah.
But, The shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, by the time I was born, my mom was cleaning houses. But she was already going to barber school or like hair school and shit, beauty school.
Yeah.
So she was already getting to where she needed to go. My mom had me at age 30 versus like my sister who was, or around there.
Yeah.
My mom was 17 when she had my oldest sister, and then she was fucking like 27 or 28 when she had the one in the middle, my sister in the middle.
Yeah.
And then she was like 30 when I was born. So by that time, you know what I mean? They already had like shit locked in. They already had like an apartment. My dad had a solid job and shit. Things were kind of moving in the direction they needed to go by the time I came around. So I just caught like the, but then I think about it, bro, like my mom was still cleaning houses at 30. That shit's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I mean, one thing, and not to put myself out, not even to compare, not even really, but like one thing that I was like, it's kind of cool that your mom had that mentality working with purpose.
She was getting it in any way, like, you know what I mean? She's just like that.
No, yeah, but like that's like an important value that I believe that, you know what I mean? Like, for example, I think one thing that my mom taught me that was very valuable is like she was very like interested in a lot of things. Like, I feel like she didn't know how or really like, you know what I mean? Like, for example, like, if she saw someone walking with, like a metalhead, she'd be like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, those boots. Like, you know what I mean? Like, little things that I still, like, you know, put interest in. Like, I see the way someone dresses or something. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta get, like, excited. Or, like, oh, that person has, like, some Dunks or some Jordans. Yeah. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, she felt those things. You know what I mean? That she kind of, like, she would talk to me about, like, you know, that she would kind of, like, be, like, share with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That kind of made me, like, have an open eye to, like, cool shit. You know what I mean? Like, taste. You know what I mean? Like, so that's one, you know what I mean? And again, those are little things that are very important that you know what I mean? That go way longer than money. You know what I mean? Or like a literal, you know what I mean? Like, I was talking to Tyler the other time. He's like, you can't teach taste. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you can't teach taste. You know what I mean? Like, so that's like a very, like,
So much affects our taste too, bro.
No, but that's just an example.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. It's like so much shit, like, kind of falls in line to kind of shape what you get into. And, you know, overall, I think it's good to be kind of like open to everything, even the good and the bad, because it's going to affect how you feel and how you look at the world, and that's going to trickle down to your taste.
What does your mom think about you now?
She thinks it's cool what the fuck I do. They don't really understand it. You know what I mean? But one of my sister kind of does, but they all went in different directions. So my mom is just like, she just thinks it's cool that I do something, like, they think it's way bigger than it is and shit. And it they're like, yo, it's like, my cousins are always wanting the t-shirts and stuff. I think they just want somebody to do something.
That's sick, though. That's fucking sick. Like,
they just want people to, because you gotta think, man, their motherfuckers was poor.
Yeah. So
they think anything's cool. You feel me? Like, my mom's always telling me about my cousin. He's making, like, video games and shit. And she's like, yo, you should look at his game. It's fucking crazy and shit. You know what I mean? And, you know, I get it. Like, I'm humble at the same time. I'm also like a hard worker and shit, and I just want to do what I got to do, like, or what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to do what I want to do.
Yeah,
I want to, whether it's like clothing brand or music or throw parties or whatever the fuck. Like, I'm about to be 10 years deep in like this shit with the music or with the clothing. Before, I mean, I've been doing creative shit since I was like 15, 16, playing in hardcore bands, throwing punk shows and shit at like 17, 18. And then, you know, eventually rapping and getting pretty successful. Like, not, I mean, I never sold no fucking albums. Well, some albums, maybe. Not enough to live off of it.
Yeah. But that's, but I mean.
I was, well, you know, I was decent enough known and shit. I've some songs with like thousands of plays and shit. So I think for them to just do, for me to be doing literally anything, and like, I've fucking done it all, bro. Like, yeah. I've done music, done clothing, I've done music festival
events,
like,
yeah.
That shit, like, fucking crazy. Like, one of my t-shirts was in a movie.
What movie?
I had one of my songs in like a TV show and shit. So, oh, in North Hollywood, one of my t-shirts was in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Who wore the shirt?
It's in like the beginning of the movie. One of the kids wears it. One of the guys in the movie.
I need to check it out. I've seen the movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but that's, I mean, dude, that's like
coming from where I come from.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then coming from where my parents come from. Like, that shit is. I think about it, and I'm like, sometimes I'm like, fuck, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, they think about it, and it's just like, oh, that's cool, because they don't really understand
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But overall, it's sick, because it. I think, you know. You gotta think how many people it took for you to get here, bro, and how many people like struggled to push through, and then eventually you're here. That's like the thing about being an immigrant, or even being like the children of an immigrant, is that there's a lot of shit that happened before you got here, and then you get here, and now it's time to, you gotta get it in, bro, and there's like all this pressure.
No,
you gotta make shit happen. If you don't make shit happen, bro, you gotta really think about it. Like, fuck, all that was for nothing.
Yep.
That's how I think about it. I don't know if other people think about it, but I feel like that constant pressure to push forward and always kind of like stand the fuck up if I fall down, you know what I mean? Like, because who the fuck else do I got, bro? I don't know. My parents aren't millionaires, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm sure I'll be fine because my family's doing okay now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody.
But I get what you mean. Yeah, I get exactly what you mean.
But, you know, if shit ever could go south, it's not like. You know, I don't got no trust fund or none of that shit. I got to do for self. And that's the whole aspect, I think, that you really... It gets drilled in you being an immigrant or getting like the being like the child of an immigrant, is that you really got to get it in or else.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, I don't not know even why like, or else. But
no, I know what you mean. Like, not even the money aspect. Yeah, so money's important. Very important. But yeah, just like the fact that a lady is crossing through a tube, breaking her leg with mud in her face into the U.S., and now the kid, you know what I mean, like, is, like, throwing a gig with Soulja Boy and fucking...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was Sabalba, you know what I mean? Like, that's a fucking win, you know what I mean? Who cares if, you know what I mean, you never make a cent off your band. Like, that's, like,
yeah.
That's a fucking win.
I agree, you know what I mean? Bro.
Like, yeah, like, my mom, like, some, you know, like, she really doesn't get it. Like when I, because I apprenticed for Born and Raised. So, see. Like, every now and then, I don't get paid, like, you know, since I work every now and then or when they need me to, like, they're like, oh, here's, like, so when I get paid, like, and I'm like, I haven't worked for like 2 weeks, she's like, where are you getting money from? I'm like, oh, like, I'm doing this for Born and Raised. She's like, doesn't comprehend. I'm like, I'm not working, but I'm, you know what I mean? I'm like, every now and then I'm there because when they need me, but she's like, how, but you're not like clocking in or clocking out, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't get it. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like,
well, that's just part of it, like,
too, yeah,
is,
like,
is, and that's where like Mexican culture, and I will say like Mexican, or I guess Mexican immigrant culture, we kind of fucking shoot ourselves in the foot sometimes because we get too focused on the job
aspect. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
all your value comes from how hard you work.
Yeah,
as a person,
man, and like this is why people get ahead of us. Is because they work smarter, not harder. And
yeah.
As Mexicans, we just work hard. And it's where you kind of got to, like, be more strategic. People got to realize you could do more with way less.
Let's go.
If you're smart, you know what I mean? If you're smart, you work smarter.
Amen.
And not be breaking your fucking back and blowing all this shit on, like, you know what I mean? Not wasting your time. You got to be more strategic with your time and work with who you can work with. Work with what you got, bro. There's like a lot of shit that like I've been able to make happen just off of being smart.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, I mean, dude, that's... I think... I want to say more, but I think I would like people to listen up to this point and just be like... Yeah, like, that's like... Yeah, I mean, like...
I think we got a good one here, man.
Yeah.
This is a good talk. It was random because you didn't have microphones, but...
Yeah. That's cool, yeah. But you know what I mean? Of like, yeah. It just... Works more.
No, that's cool.
It works more organically. You're
working smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
I just found out that they fucking have a. I'm gonna have to cut it in a sec, but I want to get this off before we go.
Yeah.
Fucking, I just found out that they have, and I want to ask you what you think about this.
Yeah.
They've been like kids have been recording their music on like their phone.
Yeah.
With some fucking app.
Yeah.
And they do all the rap music on there and shit, and you can mix it and master it on the phone.
Dang, what's that?
There's some guy named Lil Tyler that just came out, and he said he recorded all his music on a phone. And I was like, that's the most fire shit I've ever heard, bro. Because I used to use a laptop, and back then that was fucking crazy. Like Fruity Loops or whatever, Adobe Premiere. And I was just recording my fucking little songs and shit and putting them up on MySpace or MP3.com or whatever the fuck it was before SoundCloud, and then SoundCloud and YouTube and all that shit. So the fact that those fools can just like get on their phone and record it, get the beat, record it, mix it and master it on their phone is fucking wild. Like, what do you think about that? Since you do the
phone
podcast,
if you're gonna do something great, you're gonna do it no matter what. You know what I mean? Like think about like, I don't know, even think about like punk. Like, you know what I mean? When people did their own shirts, like a lot of these classic designs that streetwear fools are ripping off, selling it for like $300, these fools will design it without a computer, you know, sticking shit together, printing it DIY. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. And the good thing about this at the end, to wrap this up really well, this just goes out, you know, not to be, but, you know, it has to be said, to all the Mexicans out there, to all the brown fools, to all the fools who like, you know what I mean, like, yes, work smarter, not harder, and do some shit that you love. Even if it doesn't work out, just do it. You know what I mean? It's better, like, you know what I mean? Don't stop being afraid of, like, you know, like for me with this podcast, dude, I've been stood up a bunch of times. Mm. I've had people that if I name here, be like, well, there's no way you're going to have that person on. You know what I mean? That, like, almost happened. If you know who you're listening to, please reply. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? A lot of like, I've gone through the rain. I've like missed work. I've quit jobs. Like, you know what I mean? To record a really good episode. You know what I mean? Like, I've done a lot of shit that people will never see. You know what I mean? I like, thank God my girlfriend drives me, but when she can, like, I take the bus. You know what I mean? The train. You know what I mean? All this shit. And A, I love it. Point and simple. Like, I'll do this even if zero people listen. But make something of yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
Leave something. You know what I mean?
Like, you're 19, bro. You got a long-ass fucking road ahead of you. You never know what's going to happen, bro. Yeah. At 19, I didn't know I was going to be doing all this fucking funny-ass, crazy-ass shit. You feel me? Yeah. If you told me at 19 I would be involved in all this shit, I would fucking be like, bro, chill the fuck out. You're lying.
Yeah.
So you don't know, bro. Like, in a few years, if you keep at it, you could be somewhere. You could become somewhere sick. You feel me?
And
if you ever need, like, a studio, just let me know.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Try to make some shit happen.
Yeah. All right, wrap this up. Anything else you want to say?
I would say, just do it up. Follow Nature World, at Nature World.
No, do you have a personal?
Nah, I don't use personal anymore. I might make one, but I try and like keep myself off social media.
Okay.
It's too much.
What else do you have? What other social media do you have?
Just Nature World. Nature World 143 on Twitter. And that's about it, man.
Follow you don't have a music one, I think? I think I've been one?
Nah, well, Made Before Sound, but I might. We'll see what happens with that.
Okay.
So, Nature World, Made Before Sound, and then got new shit in the works.
Sick. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Peace.
Hell yeah.